You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
It certainly is that time. Welcome back to The Wire. Andrew Little, he joined me this week. I'm not sure where he was this week. Last week he was in the airport. He wasn't in his office, though. He said he had a few days break. Well deserved, I'm sure. He's got all these portfolios. But we discussed prisoner voting rights, because currently, prisoners, no matter your sentence, you cannot vote. But before 2010, of course, if you were serving fewer than 3 years, you could. So I asked him, are we going to see a change to that? Here he is. Prisoners in New Zealand currently can't vote. Do you have any plans to change this?
We are going to have a look at it. I think, the last change in the national government was that prisoners on short sentences were being prohibited from voting. And part of the argument is that, look, when you're offended and you go to prison, you're deprived of your liberty, you don't get all the privileges of every other citizen. And that, I get that. The problem is that if you're going to prison for a short period of time, maybe you've been sentenced just before an election, but you're going to be out well before the next election. You have a stake in who is elected, and you shouldn't be deprived of the opportunity to vote. That's the way it was before about 2009 or 2010, and I think there is an argument to say we've got to return to that situation.
And I mean, I guess that kind of argument is saying that voting is a privilege rather than a right, but I mean, voting is a right, isn't it? It's not a privilege.
Well, citizenship carries privileges, and that is, you get the right to have a say on who gets to make decisions on your behalf and about your situation. When you're in prison, all the decisions are being made for you anyway, whether you like that or not. That is what happens in a prison. You're deprived of your liberty. I'm less fussed about that end of the argument, but I am concerned about those who might be sentenced to 2 years, but because it happens to be in close proximity to a general election, they're deprived of the opportunity to vote.
So
they're going to come out, and they are entitled to have a say on who's making decisions on their behalf.
So if there were a change, you wouldn't like to see the blanket ban removed, you'd just like to see it return to the kind of pre-2010 of, if you're serving fewer than 3 years, you get a vote, but any more than that, you don't.
Yeah, look, we'll have that's what I think is justified. We'll have a good discussion about it. But I think the current situation is unacceptable for those serving short sentences.
Do you agree that this does go against the kind of our obligations under the ICCPR?
I think I go back to the point about citizenship carries responsibilities, it carries duties, and when you're deprived of your liberty through proper due process, judicial process, you're deprived of your liberty, you're deprived of your freedom, then that's it. That is what happens. But I do think if you're going to be out in the community fending for yourself at any time, during a parliamentary term, you've got to have a right to say who is in that parliament making decisions on your behalf.
But do you think it's sort of not really helping prisoners rehabilitate if you're locking them out of this process that for a lot of people is quite important and part of being part of society is that you can vote, and if you're saying, well, you can't vote, you're really not part of society?
Yeah, of course it's very important in a democracy that you do, that every citizen gets the right to vote, but equally there are citizens who, and look, we do deprive some citizens, those who we deem not to be mentally capable of, be deprived of the right to vote. When you've offended against the community and you've put yourself in a situation where the community has said, through due process, you're going to be deprived of your liberty, you're going to lose the privileges of, or some of the privileges of citizenship, then I think there is a case there. It doesn't mean to say you lose your human rights, it doesn't mean to say, you're treated as somehow less than a human being. Those human rights must remain. But in terms of your privileges as a citizen to have a say on, those things around you, I think there is a case to say when you've offended against the community, that is one of the privileges that you lose.
Well, I suppose this is, it's in the Bill of Rights Act as a right, the same as, not the right to not be tortured. Are you saying that there's now like a hierarchy of rights within the Bill of Rights Act? It shouldn't just be a kind of blanket application of you have your rights within the Bill of Rights. We're not going to start pick and choosing what rights you have from it.
I think the Bill of Rights has they put a qualifier to the Bill of Rights with the justified limitations provision, which is that those rights aren't all absolute. You can qualify those rights where there's justification for doing so, and that's a long accepted principle. And I think that there is fertile ground for debate about whether once you're deprived of your liberty for offending against the community, particularly if it's a longer sentence. That one of the rights of citizenship that you lose, having done that, is the right to vote.
Will this be looked at by the justice panel, or is this something that you see as quite separate?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The justice panel is really looking at the kind of the system of punishment and corrections and how we handle people who do wrong, so that we, either stop them doing wrong or prevent them doing wrong, and have effective responses to people who offend. They're not going to go into the kind of constitutional rights of prisoners.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.